Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So even though the Shiva isn't here, but still, a mazel tov umke deliba for the entire Teres Chaim family. Yeshiva is like a family. Chazal teach us, v'shinantum levonecho elu hatalmidim. So mazel tov to all of you, and we should always share b'seilois toivois. So this Purim, you happen to be in Yerushalayim, and you have a triple Purim, Purim HaMeshulash. So Purim the Prozim, Yudalad Odor never falls on Shabbos, since we have the Luach. But Tezvav, Yerushalayim's Purim, does fall on Shabbos, and in that case, we have 3 days. So we have a source sheet, but it's an invisible source sheet, at least for old people. And without a telescope, I can't read this. I'm not sure a magnifying glass would be enough. So you could check the sources later. But all the dinim of Purim HaMeshulash are in one sif, Tov Reish Peh Ches Sif Vav. And the Shulchan Aruch says, we read the Megillah Friday, Matonis Levyonim Friday, Sudas Purim goes over to Sunday, and what do we do Shabbos? Shabbos is the real Purim, Alanism and Kriyas HaTorah, which means davening and laning Bo Biyom. No reason either earlier or later. But all the actual mitzvahs, you cannot perform on Shabbos, either Friday or Sunday. So why is some of the mitzvahs, Matonas Yevyoinim and Megillah, Friday, while Sudas Purim Sunday? And what is most notable is that the Shulchan Aruch totally ignores Mishloach Monos. Doesn't speak about Mishloach Monos. So the reason Mikra Megillah is Friday, the Gemara says, Velo Yavoyo. Velo Yavoyo means you can't pass Purim without reading the Megillah. So you can't push it off to Sunday. Why can't we read on Shabbos? Very famous Gzeira, Rabbi says, Shemi Yavirenu Daradamas B'shus Erabim. Chazal were concerned, if we're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, maybe some people, ignorance, Amei Oretz, will forget about Shabbos, and they'll have a Megillah, and they can't read the Megillah, so they'll carry the Megillah off to someone else, and there will be Metaltel Daladamas B'shus Arabim. And that is the same reason that when Sukkot falls on Shabbos, we don't perform Mitzvahs Lulav, and when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. Throughout the ages, many Gedolim felt this cannot be the only reason. It is so unreasonable that Chazal were mevatel such choshev a gevaldige mitzvahs because one stupid Am HaOretz may forget about Shabbos, so we wouldn't be aware that you can't carry in Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. There must be some deeper, more profound reasons, al pi Kabbalah, al pi Remez, but that is not what we will discuss today. So you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So we have two different options. Not reading the Megillah at all. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. You don't blow Shofar earlier or later. You don't blow Shofar. The same with Sukkot. Megillah is different. Megillah, we have the authority. Bizmanehem. And Chazal said, Bnei Kforim could be Magdim L'Yom HaKnisa, even before Yud Gimel. That halach is no longer relevant today. But many Achronim say, that gives Chazal the power to switch over Mikra Megillah instead of Tezvav, Yudalit. Especially the entire world besides Mukofim, we are Yudalit. So You can't wait for Sunday with the Megillah because the Pesuk says Lo Yavor. So Megillah's on Friday. Matanos Avinim always goes together with the Megillah because the Gemara says, in days of yore, Einayim shel Aniyim Nesois Lemikra Megillah. Megillah was the event that brought the entire community together because Pirsum Menisse, Berovam Hadras Melech, and the poor and the desperate were waiting for Mikra Megillah to receive Matanos Avinim. So if the Megillah is on Friday, Matanos Avinim is on Friday. So why don't we make Sudas Purim on Friday? The Ran has a very clear and powerful explanation. Source number 5. The Ran says, whenever we can't perform a mitzvah in its proper time, we never find a possibility to perform the mitzvah earlier. It's always later. If you skip the davening, you skip the tefillah, you're all familiar, there's tashlumin. You skip mincha, you daven two shmoineses and marev. A person that knows in advance, he will not be able to daven mincha. A surgeon has a life-saving operation, and the entire period of mincha will be in the operating room. Does he have the option to daven two shmoineses v'shachas in the morning? There's no such a thing. You can't daven mincha when the time didn't come yet. If you're not going to be able to daven mincha, you're going to have to do marevs. Does anybody know where the very first concept of tashlumin comes from? Dioraisa, Naroni, Darabonon? Does anybody know? Where does tfilas tashlumin come from? Comes from korbonis. If you didn't bring the korm chagir and yom tov, you still have tashlumin after yom tov. And tfilas are like korbonis. Tfilas can get korbonis tikkun. Sefer HaRoikeach explains that Mila Shaloi Bezmano is Tashlumin for Mila Bezmano. So if a person knows he will not be able to do Mila Bezmano, does he have an option to be Mal before the 8th day? No such a thing. If you can't do it Bezmano, wait, you're going to do it La'achazmano. So the Ran says, any mitzvah that we could perform either earlier or later, it's always later. Megillah is an exception because the Pesuk says, Velo Yavoyom. And why can't we do Sudas Purim on Shabbos? What's the problem? We have a Suda anyway on Shabbos. Why can't we do Sudas Purim on Shabbos? So why is Sudas Purim either Sunday or Friday? Why not Shabbos? Yerushalmi says, in Megillah Dafe, I think it's somewhere on this sheet. Yes, it is. Source number 3. Lasay soysom yemei mishto v'simcho. Misha asiyosoy biyad beizden. Shabbos asiyosoy b'day shemayim. So the Pesuk seems to indicate, these are days in which we, Klal Yisrael, based in make Yemei Mishto V'Simcha. Shabbos is a Yom Mishto V'Simcha since Sheish Yemei Bereishis. That's the Yerushalmi. Ralbach, I'd be very surprised if anybody knows who was the Ralbach and what is the abbreviation, Ralbach. Does anybody know? Rabbi Levi ben Chaviv, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim 500 years ago. The Ralbach says, Lahalocha yemek sudas purim on Shabbos, neither Friday nor Sunday, but Shabbos. He was aware of the Yerushalmi, but he gives us a aside in the process of halachic ruling. So we all know, if there's a machloikis, if there's a contradiction between Bavli and Yerushalmi, Bavli always has the upper hand. And halacha is dictated by Bavli more than Yerushalmi. How do we judge when there's halacha in Yerushalmi and we don't find it in the Bavli? Neither pro or con. That's not found in the Bavli. It is found in Yerushalmi. So if it's a coincidental shaila, of course we will pass on according to Yerushalmi. But if it is a fundamental question, like our question, when do you make Sudas Purim? Babi doesn't talk about it. Yerushalmi does say it is postponed for Sunday, because Lasi Soysom, the Rabach argues, well, the Babli was aware that Purim could fall on Shabbos, because the Babli does deal with the question, when do we read the Megillah? And the Babli says, we read the Megillah Friday. And if the Gemara and Babli doesn't discuss, so when do we eat the Suda, goes without saying, there's nothing to talk about when you eat the Suda Purim, like every other year. Purim is Purim. Tezvav. Why not? The Rabach further argues, neither does the Rambam talk about when do you eat the Suda when Purim the Mekoflin falls on Shabbos. So Stimas Abavli, the Stimas Yerushalmi, Stimas Abavli, the Stimas Rambam, Moitzi Midei HaYerushalmi. And that is a fundamental rule in Halacha. It is not only when there's a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi Halachik Bavli, it is also when Stimas Abavli Lechoyle proves Shaloki Yerushalmi. According to Rabach, so this Purim is on Shabbos. So according to Rabach, there is no such a thing as Purim HaMeshulish. There might be Purim Kofur, but not Purim HaMeshulash. I'm not a mumche in Dikduk, but I'm not sure that Purim HaMeshulash means a triple Purim. Maybe it means a split Purim, because there's a Mishnah in Masechet Makas Davov, Mishalshin b'Momoin, ve'ein Mishalshin b'Makas. If two Edom testified that Reuven stole $100 from Shimon, and then other Edom were Mazim, the first ones, I don't know whether Makas is in the curriculum in the yeshiva. So how long ago did we learn Makas? Mishalshin b'Momoin, ve'ein Mishalshin b'Makas. V'asisim lo'ikash v'zomam lasas lochev. So each ed needs to pay 50. Not each one pays 100. And the person they were coming against is not going to make an extra $100. And if they aid him or machayev him $100, then we split it between two of them. And the lashon of the Mishnah is Mishalshin b'Momoin. We're not dealing with three aidim necessarily. Usually it's two aidim. So maybe the lashon Mishalshin means you split it. Anyway, this expression, Purim HaMeshulash, is not the Gemara, it's not the Rambam, it's not the Shulchan Aruch, it's nowhere. It was born 100 years ago, so it's not a big pella. According to the Rabach, there is no Purim HaMeshulash. But the Kalbo has another reason why we can't make Sudas Purim on Shabbos. That is source number 4. Delay motze lekiyumi mishloach manos. So this Purim comes together with Mishloach Manos. You can't do Mishloach Manos on Shabbos. And why not? He doesn't say why not. And if he doesn't explain why not, the explanation must be very simple. How could you do Mishloach Manos on Shabbos? Mishloach Manos is always in the Shulchan Rabbim. So, if Chazal were Mevatel Mikra Megillah and Shabbos, maybe somebody will make a mistake, Mavid Al Adam Shus Rabim, how could you do Mishloach Manos on Shabbos if you don't have an Eruv? And therefore, Sudas Purim needs to be postponed for Sunday. And why can't you do Mishloach Manos on Friday and have Sudas Purim on Shabbos? So coming back to the question, the Shulchan Aruch Tov Reish Pei Chesivov says, Mikra Megillah Matan Sevyonim, Friday. Kriyas HaTorah Aranism, Shabbos. Sudas Purim, Sunday. He ignores Mishloach Manos. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishloach Manos is part of Sudas Purim. Goes without saying. It comes together with Sudas Purim. And if Sudas Purim is Sunday, poshut that Mishloach Manos is the same. The Chazanishin, or Chaim Kuf Nun Hei, disagrees. And the Chazanish says, Mishloach Manos always comes together with Matonas Levyonim. And therefore, Bepurim HaMeshulash, Mishloach Monos is Friday, not Sunday. So I want to explain, in my humble opinion, who's right, the Chazon Ish or the Mishnah Berurah. Both have a point, but I think the Mishnah Berurah is right. So Mishloach Monos always comes together with Sudas Purim. Thomas Edeshen explains why by Mishloach Monos do we need to send food and only food. Because Mishloach Monos is all about Sudas Purim. Chazal were concerned there should be no one in the community that comes home and Purim and there's no food on the table. And that is the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos Shetiknu Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Just to ensure that everybody has wine, has what to eat, that is the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos. Many Achronim, including the Chasam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer, write that there are two different reasons for Mishloach Monos. One is Sudas Purim, that's the Tumas Adeshem. The other is the Monos HaLevi. Anybody know who wrote the Monos HaLevi? Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz. Do you know anything else Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz wrote? What else did he write? A very small chibur. Very small, tiny one. What else did Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz write? Lecho Doidi. It's a very small chibur. Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz wrote a sefer, a Perasha Megillas Esther. And he writes, Mishloach Monos is about Laharbois, Achvo Vereyos, to enhance friendship and brotherhood and harmony in the community. So we send Mishloach Monos Yesh Vereyehu. And the Chasam Sofer, Ksav Sofer, Rav Po'olam, and 100 other Achronim say various different halachas that are independent in these two reasons. And I say, there are no two reasons. No. I think if someone would approach Reb Shlomo Alkabetz and casually ask him, you know about your machlokes with the Tumas Edeshen, he would smile and he would say, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? I have a machlokes with the Tumas Edeshen. How could you talk such nonsense? Tumas Edeshen was a vision. He was one of the greatest poskim. I'm a darshan. I'm not a poskim. Monos HaLevi is not a sefer of Piskei Halacha. It's Drush, it's Kabbalah. I have no machlokes with Tumas Edeshen. You're crazy, you're out of your mind. That's what he would say. So do we disregard the Monos HaLevi? No. Chas v'Shalom, he was a Kodosh, he was a, and his sefer is a Heilig sefer. I say Monos HaLevi comes on top of the Tumas Edeshen, not against. It's not a machlokes. Mishloach Monos is all about Sudas Purim. But we should send Mishloach Monos in a way that it'll also enhance friendship. So I say, the food you're sending is Tumas Edeshen and only Tumas Edeshen. The red ribbon and the two little clowns that you put into the Mishloach Monos, that's the Monos HaLevi, not the Mishloach Monos. The seret and the tzlofan and the little graggers and other stuff you throw into the basket, that is Monos HaLevi. So Monos HaLevi comes on top of the Tumas Edeshen and not against the Tumas Edeshen. Because the Tumas Edeshen actually is no chiddush at all. It's just an explanation why we send food. The Rambam clearly says you send food and only food, food and drinks. And where did the Rambam take this halacha? From the Gemara. Because in Bavli and in Yerushalmi, there are stories. Stories of the greatest Tano and Amarom, what they sent. And in all those stories, all they sent was food and drinks. So the Rambam writes, Mishloach Monos as food and drinks. Tumas Edeshen explains why. There could be no machlokes about this. Everybody agrees Mishloach Monos is about Sudas Purim. Monos HaLevi says, why not add another reasoning? And that's wonderful. I agree with it. But it's not a machloikas at all. It's just an addition. What's Matonis Levyoinim? Matonis Levyoinim is tzedokah, and that's why you need to give to the poor. But there's no real reason. Why do we need to give tzedokah on Purim? What does Tzedakah have to do with Purim? When I say there's no real reason, maybe I didn't choose the right words. There is no obvious reason. Because in Sifri Drush you're going to find 100 reasons why you need to give Tzedakah on Purim. But those 100 reasons would be as relevant on Hanukkah as well. Or on Shavuos. Or on Tu B'Shvat. We could always find reasons. But on Parshas Advarim, the only time of the year, whether it's really a mitzvah to give tzedakah, is Seis Yemei Tshuva. We all need schusim in a Seis Yemei Tshuva. Tshuva tefillah v'tzedakah mavilin esrei hagzeila. So what's Matanos Levayonim about? The same as Mishloach Monos. It is about Tzilus Purim. And Chazal were concerned. Maybe there are people that have nothing to eat and drink. They don't have wine or basar or pas on Purim. So then the question would be, so why Matanos Levayonim we send money and Mishloach Monos we send food? So let me explain. And my explanation is a tiny little bit in the spirit of Purim. When you send to a neighbor or a friend Mishloach Monos, you assume he has the basics. Probably he prepared some challah, wine, chai v'nish levesumi, the Rambam writes, oichel basol. So whatever you send is good, is an addition. But you're sending to an avian, to a poor person, you don't know what he has and what he's lacking. You're going to send him hummus. Doesn't have any bread. He has no challah, so I was going to eat the hummus. You're going to send him chrein. Everybody knows what's chrein. Horseradish with beets, the red one. Send him chrein, but maybe he doesn't have gefilte fish. What is he going to do with the chrein? So he should eat the hummus with the chrein. Doesn't go together. I don't think you eat hummus with chrein. You know, doesn't fit. So when you're sending to the poor, better give them money, because they know what they have and what they don't have. You're going to send them wine. He already has wine, but he doesn't have challah. You're going to send them challah. He prepared challah, but he doesn't have meat. So Mishloach Monos and Matanos Levayonim are both to achieve the same goal. It's all about Tzedakah Purim. But Chazal, with their logic, and Baruch HaKodesh, they said, when you're sending to the desperate that might not have anything, give them money. They know what they need. But when you're sending to those that probably have the fundamentals, whatever you send, it's just, they're going to have more. Whatever you send is good. What? So I say, Baruch Hashem, Ein biyadeinu, we don't have the means to be mekayim these mitzvahs lechatchila in the spirit of Chazal and Baruch Hashem. All the other mitzvahs, if we can be mekayim, then b'shleimus hakavona makes us sad. We're so happy that we can't really be mekayim mishloach monos in the spirit of Chazal. Lo yechda levyim bekerev ha'oretz. But the poor of today were the rich of yesterday. And today, almost everyone besides the homeless has the fundamentals. Every avreich, even if he's struggling with parnosa, will have a bottle of wine for Purim. He'll buy challahs. He'll have some meat. So today, most of us send cookies, closed bags, coffee. Nobody sends fish, because if you're going to send fish or meat, it's very likely it'll go into the pach. It'll be thrown out. Because people usually have. And we very much hope that the Matanos Levayonim that we send will be for the Seder and for Pesach and not for Purim. We very much hope so. And we hope the Matanos Levayonim that we give will keep them going way after Pesach. So, no Matanos Levayonim that we give today, the Oni is not going to rush to the Makorah to buy a challah for Tzedakah Purim. Shops are closed on Purim. So, we don't really are mekayim these mitzvahs in the spirit of what Chazal had in mind, and Baruch Hashem. But the mitzvahs are still there. You still need to be Mishloach Monos, which is food and only food. Amatonas Levyonim. Yes, the Rambam writes it's better Matonas Levyonim than Mishloach Monos. And this indicates that Matonas Levyonim is not only for Sudas Purim, but fundamentally it is primarily about Sudas Purim. V'kach mafurish b'Ramban b'Rash b'Obrit from b'Metzia Ayin Ches, when the Gemara says, Ein medaktiken b'Mois Purim. Kol ha'poshet yad noisnem loy. The Losh Nei Yerushalmi is kol ha'poshet yad. Losh Nei Bavli is Ein medaktiken. And the Ramban explains, you don't need to check out your Evian. And even if b'Di'evet he wasn't an Evian at all, you still were mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is Shiyu Hakol Semeichem. Everyone should be happy. So lechatchelet matonas evyoinim. But if he happens not to be an evyoin, you're a mekayim, you're a mitzvah. So I heard a story about a person, you know, one of the Gedolim of our time writes in his sefer that you need to look for an evyoin, not an oni. And the Gemara Bo Metzia says, an Evyon is more desperate than an Oni. And I totally disagree because we don't pasken halochas from Megillas Esther. Both the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch write Shnei Matonis v'Shnei Aniyim. Tur, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. Those are the three pillars of halocha. None of them mentions an Evyon. Shnei Matonis v'Shnei Aniyim. So in this specific halacha, don't need an Evyon. So here's a story about someone that made a huge effort to find an Evyon, and it wasn't easy. He asked his neighbors, all the guys in Koilali, finally found an Evyon that has nothing. He didn't tell anyone about that Evyon because he wanted to save him for next year. He said, I made such an effort till I found an Evyon, I'm not going to lose him. So he didn't tell anybody about that person's desperation, you know. What am I going to do next year? I can't do this every year looking for an Evyon, wasting my time. So we kept him for next year. As you could understand, that's a quite peculiar frumkeit. So the Ramban explains, and it's in the Ritva as well, Ein medaktiken, kol ha'posh yad noisem, lechatchile you give for an Evyon. But if you miss your Evyon, the real goal is Shiyu Hakol Smeichem. Everybody should be happy. So Matonas Levyonim, like Mishloach Monos, is about Simchas Purim. So the Chazon Ish argues, Matonas Levyonim and Mishloach Monos go together. They go together. If Matonas Levyonim is Friday, Mishloach Monos is Friday. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, Mishloach Monos is about Sudas Purim. But so is Matonas Levyonim. And my argument is, if you're going to send Mishloach Monos Friday, and you hope to send good food, then the recipient needs to eat it on Shabbos. He can't leave it for Sunday. Shabbos comes before Sudas Purim. And the famous Gemara, Shammai and Hillel, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekachoy, Hillel, whatever he bought, the beautifulest, the most beautiful, the most appealing, the best food, he left for Shabbos. Shammai said, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. But even Shammai agrees, the best food you have at home, Erev Shabbos, you need to eat on Shabbos. Matonas Levyonim you could give Friday. A person is not mechuyev to spend all the money he has on Kavod Shabbos. He could leave some money for next week. But the best food he has, Erev Shabbos, he needs to eat on Shabbos. So how could you send Mishloach Monos Erev Shabbos? It's not going to be left for Sudas Purim. If it's good, he needs to eat it on Shabbos. And that's why I think the Mishnah Berurah was right. Mishloach Monos is Sunday, together with Sudas Purim. So I was asked by many people, Chayv Nishlu V'Sumei, are we machmer all 3 days? When do you get drunk? So some machmirim would say, well, L'chumra, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. It is clear in Rambam, Chayv Nishlu V'Sumei is part of Sudas Purim. Those yeshiva bochurim that go to 100 houses and they get drunk in the middle of the way, and by the time they come to Sudas Purim, they're shikr kaloita, not makayim the mitzvah of Chayv Nishlu V'Sumei. Sudas Purim, Chayv Nishlu V'Sumei. So because Sudas Purim on Sunday, It's only Sunday. I hope I don't disappoint you, but Friday and Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of Chayavin Ish Levesuma. What is Chayavin Ish Levesuma all about? But that is the song of Purim. Shoshana Yankov Tzalav Samecho. And if Purim get drunk, and you can't say Shoshana Yankov, so when are you going to say Shoshana Yankov? Hanukkah? When? When? Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean, Adelo Yoda, Ben Orahom and Aboroch Mordechai? So many poiskim gave strange pshotim. Morgan of Rome and others, the gematria of Orahom and Aboroch Mordechai is the same gematria, surprising. So what the Gemara means to say, you need to drink wine, enough wine, you should not be able to figure out the gematria without a pen and a piece of paper. That is enough. It's not going to get you very far if that is all we need for Chayavin Ish Levesuma. I think the most appealing explanation in Chayavin Ish Levesuma is the Mincha Sosha. And I think the pshat is this. Purim is all about the hidden meaning. It's a Chag Nistar, because the Nes was a Nes Nistar. The only Nes we remember forever, which was entirely in the realm of nature, is Purim. Shalosh HaGolem are the most fantastic supernatural events that the world has never seen before or since. Esa Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mamad Har Sinai, Anane Yakovoid, and even Chanukah, there was the Pach HaShemen that was above and beyond the realm of nature. Lamala Mederech HaTeva. Purim was a hidden ace. And then Ramban writes, the end of Parshas Bo. Nisim HaNestorim Hem Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kulo. That is what Purim is about. The Gaon says, Megillas Esther is Gilui shel Aseter, to reveal the hidden. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? You probably remember the Gemara Megillah Yudalet. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Kriyosa zu hilula. The Megillah is Halal, but the Megillah is not Halal. There's not even one pasuk in the Megillah which is about Hoidoya. No gratitude, no Halal. It's just a story from beginning to end. It's a concealed Hallel. It's a Neis Nistar. Hallel Nistar. And the Gemara Chulun Kuf Lametes says, Esther mena Torah menayin? Where is the remez of Esther? Vo'unoichi haster astir panai biyoim ahu. So Purim is all about revealing what is hidden, what is concealed. All year round, we say, Orohomen v'boruch Mordechai. But we're not sure that we really mean it. We all want to be politically correct. Nobody would dare to say, Ora Mordechai v'boruch Haman. We say what we want to say. We say what we know people are expecting to hear. Purim, that's not enough. Purim, you need to let your heart talk. Purim, you need to bring out what is hidden in your heart all year. And that is why Chayavin Ish Levesuma, your mind loses control, your mind can no longer dictate to your mouth what your mouth will say, and that is the reason many people will never become drunk, because they're afraid to bring out what they have in their bellies. And some people will never in their life become drunk because it might destroy their marriage, their life, their relationship, their status. It might destroy everything. So they are very careful. Purim, we drink Adela Yoda. Your mind no longer dictates what your mouth says. And what do we want you to say? Loud and clear. Orer Homan v'boruch Mordechai. But this time it needs to come from your heart, not from your mind. And that is why Chayavin Ish Levesuma Adela Yoda. We want your heart to speak. We want your heart to shout out beyond any doubt, are Haman v'Baruch Mordechai. Yes. Shoshanas Yankiv, you need to sing and Purim and sing it without mistakes. And clearly say, Oro Haman v'Baruch Mordechai. But Purim needs to come from within. And that is why Chai v'Nish Levesuma ad deloy yoda. So we shall all be Zoycha. Nechnes Yayin Yotzu Soid. We find three Soidis. Besoidi Shorim v'Yeido. Kiyem Gila Soidoi La'avodov Hanaviyim. Yashar, Nun, and Soid Hashem, Li Yereyav, Yeshorim, Yereyam, and Aviyam is Yayin. Yud, Yud, Nun. Nechens Yayin, Yotzo, Soid. What type of Soidis do we want to hear? Soidis of Yeshorim, Soidis of Yereyam, and Soidis of Neviyim. Those are the Soidis. We want to hear Orohom and Vaboruch Mordechai, and we want to hear it from the depth of our hearts. This Vasama says that this Gula is Nesoyer every year in the days of Purim. Because to us, Chagim and Moyadim are not Yamei Zikaron. Every nation has its days of remembrance. Days which we try to remember events of the distant past. Our Yomim Tovim are not days of remembrance in which we remember events that are gone long ago. No. Yemei Chag are days of Eschadshus. Days in which the same Shefa Eloki that lit up the world in the days of our Oves, everything comes back every year. The same Rachamei Shemayim, the same Zgulis. So the Sfasema says, in the days of Purim each and every year, there's this Gula v'nafochu asher yishlutu ha'yehudim heimo b'seineihem. You know, so we should be zoche this year to see v'nafochu asher yishlutu ha'yehudim heimo b'seineihem. Hu rachamon hu yasa lano nisim v'nefrois k'shem sh'osiso l'avoyseinu b'yomem ho'heim u b'zman hazeh. Purim sameach to all of you. You should have a listige Purim and a lichtige Purim, and we should be zoche to Yeshua Shalom and Geula Shalom b'mehero v'yomeinu amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.